Area residents are trying to stop a plan to pull the plug on an Ulster County lake. The commission set to drain the lake says a dam it wants to remove does not meet safety requirements and restoration work would be too costly. Executive Director of the Palisades Interstate Park Commission, James Hall, sent a letter dated March 28th to homeowners near Tilson Lake. The letter says the Tilson Lake Dam no longer meets dam safety requirements for Class C dams. So the commission is taking steps to design and seek approval for the dam's removal, with plans to restore the lake back to a natural stream corridor. This doesn't sit well with Annie O'Neill, founding member of Save Tilson Lake.
It is an asset and an amenity for Ulster County. There are countless people who fish there, who boat there, who picnic there. And it's been a lake since 1929. And there is a very valuable ecosystem that's developed.
But Hall says it could cost up to $9 million to bring the dam into compliance. And after exploring options and seeking funds to do that, the commission has come up empty-handed.
You know, as the letter indicates, you know, it's not like we just want to drain the lake or remove the dam. We're only doing it to comply with safety requirements. So if there was funding sufficient to repair the dam to meet the standards, we would be more than happy to do that.
O'Neill believes the estimated cost of restoration work is too high.
We would like to have some independent engineer look at it. It has stood up to Irene, to Sandy, to all the nor'easters we had this year. The dam has never been breached.
Hall says that in the coming months, the commission will be revising the Minnewaska State Preserve Master Plan pertaining to Tilson Lake. Mary Beth Majestic is town supervisor of Gardner, home to Tilson Lake.
I don't think there's any member of the town board that would like to see Tilson Lake drained. We consider Tilson Lake to be a valuable asset to our town, for our residents and our visitors.
She says draining the lake would affect the town economically.
So if assessments go down as a result of this action, we will lose real estate tax revenues, which is the primary source of, you know, where we get our revenue to run the town.
In an effort to raise awareness and prevent the lake from being drained, another member of Save Tilson Lake has started a petition on change.org. O'Neill again underscores the lake as a regional asset.
There are very few lakes that people can use in southeastern Ulster County.
Majestic and O'Neill say they have been reaching out to state-level officials. Again, Majestic.
The town board will consider passing a resolution supporting the local residents in any way that we can.
Save Tilson Lake is holding an I Love Tilson Lake Day on Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Tilson Lake parking lot on Lake Road. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.